And welcome to another edition of Mind, Body and Chow. Now, yesterday we were inundated with questions regards to knee problems. Lots of people out there suffering from knee problems. So we've decided, Ronald and I, that we're going to continue today, inshallah, with the knee pain and knee issues discussion, but and the workout indeed. So, Ronald, join us on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ronald.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother Ijaz?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. Your side?
Well, thank you. Well, driving back from Polokwane, so I've pulled over to do this amazing interview with you and for our listeners.
Brilliant stuff. Now, with regards to yesterday, we were inundated, so we need to carry on this discussion on knees.
We need to, you're right. So let's do that. Mm-hmm. And also, let's show people a workout today. And the workout is very focused on other areas of the body that you can work out if you do have a knee injury. Because many people will focus that, I've got a knee injury, I can't exercise. And my answer to them is, you might have injured your knee, but have you injured your abs, your back, your arms, your upper body? No, you haven't.
Nope.
So let's work those out today.
Okay.
All right, so first things first, we're going to focus on an ab workout today. Because the abs are an integral part to not only losing the big tummy many people may have, but also to stabilizing our back and giving us a nice support for any backache that people may suffer from. So all we're going to do right now is lay on the floor, wherever you are. Ideally, I'd like a harder surface. You can put a mat down. Or
I'm going to try and get this mic down, Ronald, because the studio is not as big as I would like, so I'm going to try and get the mic to follow me down.
You can try, no problem. You can just try the exercises if you can.
Okay.
So the first one, I want you to place your hands under your buttocks. Okay, keep your shoulders, head, and hips on the floor. And I want you to keep your feet together. And I want you to lift your feet up at literally 10 centimeters off the floor, keeping your knees straight. Now, for some people, that will be difficult. That involves the lower abdominal muscles, a lot of problem area for many women who have given birth to kids. So from there, I want you to bend the knee slightly and then straighten the knee. Bend the knee and straighten the knee. Now, this is a very concentrated core ab exercise because what you're doing is you're creating different leverage tensions by straightening and bending the knee, making it easier and more difficult. But each one you do in a very slow, controlled manner. And remember, your head's on the floor, shoulders and hips, and you're ensuring that your feet are only 10 centimeters off the floor. Then this rate you do for 20 repetitions, and then from that position, we're going to shift to the next exercise. In the same position with head, shoulders, and hips, I want you to alternate your legs up and down. So alternate them up and down as though you're doing a swimming kicking motion. Don't bend the knees, and your heels touch the floor and come up 10 centimeters only. And you're alternating your legs, not going too fast, going at a pace of left, right, left, right, left, right. This is called the alternating leg raise, but a more controlled version thereof. Because if you lift your leg too high, you lose the effect on the ab muscles, and you want to get a burn in that area. The next exercise, Brother John, after doing that for 30 seconds, is lifting both legs up all the way so that you're basically forming 90 degrees. So your feet are basically up towards the ceiling with pulling your toes back, and your hips are bent at 90 degrees. Now we're doing traditional leg raises with a pause. So you're going to drop your legs all the way down, stop it about 5 centimeters from the floor, and then pause it for a second and lift it up. Drop it down 5 centimeters off the floor, feet together, pause for a second, and lift it up. What this does for you is it begins to mobilize your back muscles as well, but also engages the middle area of the abs. So that's a problem area for many people, and these exercises that I'm giving you are going to help pull your abs inward by working the core. So it's like having a big waistband around you that you're pulling tighter and tighter and tighter. And those are the three exercises I'd love our listeners to repeat and do 3 to 4 repetitions, 3 to 4 sets of each to ensure they get an overall good ab workout, and don't do each exercise too quickly because then momentum is working more than your abs.
And I'm doing it from the floor. I don't know if you can hear me, Ronald, but I actually am doing it.
That's good, and I hear no huffing and puffing or moaning and groaning, which means you have a very good core, brother. I'm very happy with that.
Fit as a fiddle.
Let's not push it.
All right. Now, yesterday, Ronald, we got a caller that called in, a message that came through saying that my hubby's not fat, he just has a tummy, what can he do to get rid of it? Remember that one?
I remember that one, definitely so. And I mean, that is a wonderful question because that is showing love for your spouse because you really want to help them lose that tummy. Now, again, the definition of being obese is when you look at the simple BMI measurement. If your BMI is basically it's a measurement that we utilize, which is height and weight in a particular formula. All right. If your BMI is over 24, you're classified as being overweight. If you're closer to 30, you're classified as being obese and morbidly so. So if you have truncal obesity, that is what is fat around the tummy area, okay, you might still not have a lot of fat in your arms or your legs, but that is classified as still being overweight and or obese, depending how big that area is. Now, here's what I want people to do. Measure your waist, which is the narrowest point on your upper body, and measure your hips. And you calculate the waist-to-hip ratio, so divide one by the other, and if it is greater than one, you have a truncal obese problem. If it is less than one, then you don't have a truncal obesity problem. That's how the system will know whether a hubby is overweight or not. But what he needs to do now, that I think is the question, is that we need to get the eating sorted out. When you look at truncal obesity, men tend to deposit fat in the tummy area. That's why they call it the cooler box, okay, or boop. And that reason is because they're overeating, having a lot of calories and a lot of food, big portion sizes, and having meals either sporadically in the morning and or lunch and or dinner, and then overeating in the dinner time and then being inactive. So what the gentleman needs to do is begin to eat smaller meals throughout the day, cut out carbohydrates in the evening, and it's difficult to do. We love our rices. We love our rotis. Cut it out. Go for the salads, the veggies, and the protein portion of the curry or whatever else it may be. And then shift, and lentils are very good and very healthy in high protein and fiber. And then incorporate that as an eating strategy with snacks in between every 3 hours. And that could be a yogurt, a piece of biltong. It could be a handful of nuts, cashews, almonds, or peanuts. So it's not difficult to do, but easier on the body. And then bring in a lot of cardio exercises. This is not about doing sit-ups only. This is about the brother doing cardio, cardio, cardio. Because with the right eating and the right cardio, you create something called a calorie burn. So you begin to burn calories and begin to burn fat in the body. And the body will burn the tummy fat and bring it right down to where you want it to be.
Also, Ronald, I've got this question. I'm 56-year-old female. I had lots of pain and stiffness in both knees for a long time. Recently, doc told me I have arthritis, giving painkillers and rubbing ointment. Prior to doc visit, I used to take Arthroguard and stopped. I would like to know if there's any other halal medication that I can take. I found out omega-3 gels are not halal. That's what he's saying. I would appreciate your advice and help.
You know, Brother Judge, when it comes to arthritis, it's something that is painful, number one. Let's accept that reality. But the question to this listener is this: are they overweight, yes or no? Are they underweight, yes or no? Because what happens with arthritis is this, is that you find there's a wear and tear on the tendons and ligament, and bone rubs against bone, which causes stiffness and decreases your range of motion. What the listener needs to do is understand that you might be on medication, but the side effects of any medication are always very high, and they sound like they're on some serious meds. You know, there are other stronger meds that you could take. There are other injections that you could put into those different areas of the body, especially the knees. But I always say to them, you know, if medication be a last resort, always look at more natural methods. For example, they need to start incorporating certain supplementation into their diet. Chat to your doctor about glucosamine and chondroitin. Those are, you know, supplements that have been manufactured in pharmaceutical laboratories, but also from you can find them over the counter. And that helps with joint mobility and joint ease, and especially, you know, for lack of a better phrase, lubricating the joints. But that, again, is a secondary resort. The primary resort is this: incorporate strength training into your workout. Start working out. It's going to be painful initially. If you can't go to a public swimming pool, do it at your home swimming pool. If you can't do it in a pool, do it in your home. And incorporate strength training. And the reason I say a swimming pool, because the water offers your body resistance, which allows your muscles to be activated and work a lot more. If you have arthritis, you want to create stability and strength in the joints to begin to support the joint. And that's where the quadricep muscles and the exercises we described yesterday come in, the hamstring, the back of the leg, and you need to ensure flexibility thereof as well, and of course the calf muscle. And it's going to be painful initially, but with consistency with the exercise, you find that you will alleviate some of the pain linked to the arthritis. But depending on the degree, please reconsult your GP and say what are the alternative methods and alternative medications that they may have that won't create ulcers, where the listener has to be on probiotics, because those are the side effects that they risk.
Yep, and I see another message coming through, and it's very similar in what you've just been saying. She's saying, how do you do the knee exercises if you have arthritis? That's what she's asking, but I think you just answered that, no?
Yeah, I did answer that, you know, but how do you do the exercise in particular? I think that is something we can definitely focus on in our workouts next week. And I'll spend a bit more time on each exercise to describe it in more detail, because with arthritis, you've got to focus on the right technique of the strength exercise. For example, if you are doing a type of a squat, you've got to go into a range of motion that is not overly painful on the joint, but not too comfortable either. This is where I will be describing it next week, and inshallah, we'll definitely do that Monday and Tuesday, where I'll take two exercises per day and spend a bit more time describing it to our listeners, whereby they could try it and make notes to make sure that they do it correctly, to help them with the knee pain, to build those muscles that will help them with the knee pain.
Yes, a brother phoned in but was asking about this question. He had something about his knee dislocated. I told him to phone in during the show. Brother Shire, if you're listening, do give us a call. I can't remember the exact details of your situation. Ronald will be able to help you, inshallah, if he can hear exactly what it is that happened to your knee. So do phone in. The line is open, 011-854-1548. Any more pearls of wisdom on knees, Ronald?
You know, when you look at knees, the reason I say we've got to focus on the muscle groups is because a lot of doctors, and especially osteosurgeons and surgeons that specialize, you know, osteopaths on the joints and the knees, are pushing people to exercise. And it doesn't matter what your condition is. Yesterday I had a chat with a top gynecologist in the country, and she said that the thinking amongst gynecologists also has shifted towards pregnant women exercising more. And this goes, and that is a secret ingredient and pull to general health and well-being. So you want to get your quadriceps muscles right, you want to get your hamstrings right, but you want to be active consistently. Don't wait till it's too late. And if you do have knee ache because of arthritis, I think, Brother Jazz, that is a topic that our listeners have asked for because of the demand. Let's tackle that on Monday.
What's this?
Arthritis. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we'll keep the shoulder discussion on hold for now because it was going to be our next one. So yeah, I think with the amount of people asking about these situations, I think they ask and we do. So arthritis indeed, it will be on Monday, inshallah. Ronald, you have a safe travel back home, and inshallah, we'll pick it up next week.
Most definitely, and all the best to the listeners and to those with arthritis and knee pain. Please be patient with us. And please send us your questions if you want any further consultation, like you did yesterday. I'm answering that lady's email, and inshallah, she'll definitely feel better, and we can help her get those knees back into shape.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum, Ronald.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, indeed, that was Ronald Abergy joining us on the Verbal Fitness Sessions. And, yeah, we'll be picking it up next week, inshallah. Brother that was going to phone through didn't get a chance to ask his question, and we're going to be moving on to another topic next week. So sorry about that, brother. Maybe you can get hold of us next time. But now, okay, so we'll be joined in a few minutes' time, in a few seconds' time, by Tasneem Basha. Today we'll be discussing a very important topic, productivity. And, you know, how productive are you? And it's very, very interesting indeed. So stay tuned to Radio Islam International. You can still interact with us, 48855, WhatsApp, 0727861548, or Twitter, at EJAZ_KA. One more, email, EJAZ@radioislam.co.za. You're listening to Mind, Body, and Chow.
And when life is hard, you know it can get harder sometimes. You are the only one I'll follow till I die. So I will pray that Allah will keep me on the straight path, holding me close, I'll never stray back. Just wait for me to come home.
Hello, is anybody out there?
Interact now. SMS 48855. WhatsApp 072-786-1548. Or tweet Ejaz at EJAZ_K.
Can you hear me calling?
Here we go.
Yes, here we go indeed, and we're joined now on the line by Tasneem Basha. She's a holistic health practitioner, motivational speaker and author, and she joins us on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Tasneem.
Wa alaikum assalam, Ijaz, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm very excited about this topic. We're going to be discussing productivity and pains in the neck. Now, I personally feel productivity kills good moods. Now, let me explain myself. Basically, if you're very productive all the time, then you don't have time to interact with your colleagues and, you know, joke about and stuff because you just focus only on doing your work. I think there should be a healthy balance. Tasneem, what's your opinion?
So all work and no play makes Jazz a dull boy.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but whenever someone says to me they've been very productive for their day, my first instinct is to make a funny face behind their back, and my second instinct is to feel really hopeless about ever doing anything worthwhile. So yeah, not the best of moods. But I do believe that being productive yourself can set you up for many sustainable good moods. I think there's a difference there, because come on, we all like to get things done. And there's a reason why productive people are so smug. Because while the rest of us are faffing around with social media and Instagram and whatnot, they are working smart. And productive people are some of the benefits, you can say. They're happier, they have a greater level of life satisfaction, they have a more positive outlook on life, they have more energy, and it gives you purpose.
Yeah, but you can't just wake up one day and decide to be productive, or can you?
Well, since I do believe we can choose our mindset and our feelings, I'm going to say you can. Productivity does not mean getting everything done. We have to change our mindset around that, because I think when people say productivity, we think so and so, but everything done in a certain amount of time, and, you know, that's winning. You know, that's winning for us. Think of it more as making the best use of what you have available to you at the moment, on that day, in that week, whatever your time frame is. And that includes physical and mental energy. There's no point in burning yourself out, in going full steam ahead, determined to get everything done in a certain amount of time, and then being able not to do anything at all for an extended period of time because now you're too sick or you're too tired or too emotionally distraught. Also, it helps a great deal to stop constantly thinking of everything you have to get done. If you decide to be productive, it's basically up to you to get the tools for it.
Right, now, so that's great. There's an app for this, right? Or something you can download on your phone, right?
There's loads of apps, and I'm sure they've helped loads of people be super, super productive. But the only app you really need to get stuff done is the Cupboard app. Now, the Cupboard app is where you take your phone and you lock in a cupboard for a while. This has been developed by the NASA Institute. It's also very highly evolved psychological technology. Apparently, less phone equals more productivity. It just... Are you listening?
Sorry, just checking my tweets. Anyway, I think you mentioned putting your phone away. What else can we do?
Let's change up the language a bit. Instead of calling it being productive, let's call it getting stuff done. Because we really use the term productive with our family and friends. I think when we're sitting around the supper table, we're more likely to say, wow, I got so much done today. So how can we get more stuff done? If you want to have a good start to your day, you have to start preparing with the right kind of downtime the night before. And I'm not even talking about sleep yet. For me, the very first thing that we do is make Nia, an intention to do whatever it is we set out to do.
Yes.
Whether it's something like study for an exam, start a healthier lifestyle, or just be more organized with daily tasks, whatever it is. Make to earn it, make an intention to do it right, because, I mean, we could all use that help. And just be Fatimi. Read it. It's less than 2 minutes, but it can give you a couple hours more in a day than the average Joe. Thirdly, think about what you want to accomplish the next day and what's the most logical order to carry it out in. Just give it a think through, you know. Write it out if you like. Make a list. Make a PDF. Some sort of guide so when you have a structure to refer to during the day if things get a bit too frazzled.
Yeah, I'm hell of a old school. What I do is all the interviews I got to get for the day and for the next day for Sabah al-Muslim, I'll write the times down on a paper, and I'll somehow or the other, Tasneem, I noticed when you write things down, you end up doing them. Am I right?
Definitely. That's so true. And if you're like me, then you love that satisfaction of scratching off on a list.
Yes.
It's so cathartic. It's so wonderful. Awesome when I set something off on a list.
And, you know, there are these three things we should do the night before. But you know, what about sleep?
Okay, a good night's sleep certainly does go a long way to smoothing the road to a positive day, but I'm going to be a bit controversial here because who doesn't like to wake up feeling fresh and rested?
Hmm.
But let's be honest. How often does that really happen? Don't let not so great sleep make you grumpy. Like if you wake up in the morning and you think, I didn't have such a great sleep, I can't be productive today.
Hmm.
Don't let it stop you from then. If you're determined enough, you can still make a go of things. And I'm not just saying this, you know, I have a few years' experience. I'm a mom, I have kids, I have things to do.
Mm.
In fact, there's new studies out that show that people who sleep less show some interesting characteristics. Their circadian rhythms are different from most people, so are their moods, very upbeat moods. Their metabolism, they're thinner than average, even though sleep deprivation, they say, usually raises the risk of obesity. They also seem to have a high tolerance of physical pain and psychological setbacks. So the depression and the moodiness, you know, they don't deal with it as much. And people who sleep less tend to go on the fast lane. They talk fast. They're always on the upside of life. They have a different sort of attitude towards getting things done.
Yeah, and they also say people who don't sleep too much are very intelligent. So I'm sure I'm very intelligent by now.
There we go.
Right now, so you've woken up now and you're ready to go. When it comes to your actual task or task, what's the best direction to approach it from?
Think of one task that's the most intense. The thing that you're absolutely dreading the next day. Maybe it's a terrible email you have to send or a phone call you have to make or, you know, tight khakis that you have to wear for your jog. Think of the most terrible part, the thing that you really just don't want to do. And get that done first. This immediately puts you in a good mood and makes you feel more sure of yourself. There's something my husband always says, success breeds success.
Hmm.
If we can take control of a small success, then, you know, we sort of guarantee the next one and the next one and the next one. So maybe the thing you're dreading most is getting your workout done or, you know, you have a 7-page assignment that needs doing. Jump right in with both feet. Just start. And what I tend to realize is that We usually dramatize how long it will take us to do something and how much effort we'll have to put in it. And it doesn't really do that. I think we tire ourselves out. I said this earlier. We tire ourselves out by thinking about what we have to do. We tend to make the to-do list much bigger and scarier monster than it is. And this is bad because we tire ourselves out mentally before we can actually get started with the physical task, if you know what I'm saying.
Hmm. Now, Disney, you ask the question, as you do always before your show with us, you ask for interactions on social media. What are some of the messages that you received?
Well, one I got was, one that sticks out for me is laziness and procrastination.
Hmm.
And we all deal with that. We all keep thinking. I think it goes back to this point of, you know, thinking things through because we tire ourselves out so much with this. And I don't think there is any other remedy, if you can put it that way, for procrastination other than just getting it done. If there's a cupboard that needs packing, then go pack it. Don't talk about it to anyone. Work quietly and it will be done before you know it. Also, don't Facebook it because waiting for likes will also make you tired. Chunk things down. This is a very important, I've used this quite a bit, chunk things down. So when I started giving my workshops, then I knew that I would have to take certain steps to get a workshop done. And the first thing was get a workbook together, write a workbook. And to write that workbook, I had to open a document on my PC. So you keep chunking them down until it comes to a very small step, which is comes down to putting a pen on your desk. So it comes down to a very small and simple and very doable thing, and that lets you build that success on another success and on another success. Something else that was mentioned in that Facebook post was diet, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone said insomnia and diet. Yeah,
yeah, so the diet is it's vital. And if we eat so much of this white flour in breads and donuts, I just had a couple of donuts now and I'm feeling really sluggish. You know, these kind of fast foods and processed foods, they do contribute immensely to our energy levels, to our mental energy, and also to our moods. We don't often put the two together, but it is definitely a link between how you feel and what you eat. So try, you know, I think people are a bit afraid when I say organic or when people talk about organic food or raw food because of the expense and the inconvenience that's related to it nowadays. But I think we can go back to doing things simply And the more raw your food is, the better. The more alive the energy is in there. I don't know if I'm explaining it right. I'm not a dietitian. But, you know, that energy does go a long way to giving you that boost that you need and actually feeling much lighter and more energetic.
Yep. Now, Disney, we need to speak about procrastination, but I think we should do it later.
Yep. Good one.
See what I did there.
Yeah.
Right now, finally. Now you've had a great day, alhamdulillah, right? All your work is done and you actually have free time. Now, what do you do?
Well, you walk around telling everyone smugly, I've been so productive today. You'll end up having the best rest you've had in a while. And then, inshallah, you get up and you do it again. And, you know, we often leave having a good day up to chance. We see that something that may or may not happen according to whatever random events pop up. And this relates to what I said before. This is part of putting power in somebody and something else. We're not taking charge of these things. And if we can start with making dua, I'm a firm believer in this, if we can start with making dua, and if you don't want to get elaborate and if you just feel uncomfortable about it, then say bismillah and get going. I think it beats saying, oh my word, I can't believe I still have to do this. It's much better to say just bismillah, let's go, you know?
Yeah, that's always the best way to go.
Yeah.
And any closing comments, Tasneem, on this discussion on productivity? It's been a very productive discussion.
I do hope so, and I hope everybody's productive after this. I'd like to say in closing that have a vision of what you want. See the thing that you need to do is already done, and you have to have detail in your mind. If it's a neat cupboard, I'm going back to that, or a meal, see it as it should be done, how you want it, what the result that you want, because if we don't know what we want, how will we know when it gets there, you know what I'm saying? That's the important thing. Have a clear vision in your mind of how it will look, how it will feel, and work towards that.
Fine words indeed to close it off. Jazakallah khair, Tasneem Basha, holistic health practitioner, motivational speaker and author. Jazakallah khair for your insights this afternoon. You have yourself a wonderful day and a productive one.
You as well, Ijaz, and to the listeners as well. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, indeed, Tasneem Basha joining us as she does every Thursday. And very interesting indeed. And how many of you are like me? That you sit with a pen and paper in terms of what you're going to do for the day. I mean, we sit with the latest technology in terms of social media, computers, tablets and all of this, but for some reason, the pen and the paper method, somehow or the other, seems to be the most efficient way of getting things done. Well, for me, if it's the same with you, send me an SMS, 48855. You can WhatsApp 072-786-1548, or you can tweet at EJAZ_K. Indeed, we've come to the end of the program, and as the Nasheed plays in the background, we want to remind you that this program's Monday to Thursday from 1:30 to 2:00, and you can always interact with us throughout the show. You've got all the social medias, the interactive mediums that you can phone us as well. There's always a means to get hold of us. And the point of the show is to create a better you in terms of your health, your mental health, your body, and all aspects of life, so that just holistically you are being the best that you can be. So from the Mind, Body and Chow team for today, we hope you have a productive and a wonderful day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or as we usually play it out,
Assalamu alaikum.